The future of Center Wellington's housing supply may come in many forms. Mayor Sean Waters addressed residents at a mayor's town hall Wednesday in Elora and stated there has to be the opportunity for all types of housing, not excluding tiny homes and more apartments. While Waters explained housing is a problem for everyone, referencing the range of housing required in today's day and age, he told the Grandout 101 he has confidence in his staff and their ability to address the need for growth while remaining true to the current state of the township.
We're going to try to have to balance that with what our community looks like now and how it operates now. And that's going to be our challenge. It's going to be the challenge of this council and staff, and it'll be a challenge of the next couple of councils as well. But I have no doubt that we will provide a good way forward and continue to make this community a beautiful place to live.
While several locals were against building taller developments to accommodate the housing need, one Salem resident in attendance thought otherwise. Ian McRae tabled the idea of gearing the development in the south end of Fergus towards addressing the need for growth in the community.
I'm suggesting we have this new Southlands area that has to be developed. Why not make that all 4- and 5-story buildings, which all will have elevators? You can have small parquettes that people can walk to. You can have shops on the main floors, so that basically it's a self-contained community.
Waters pointed out Center Wellington is in close enough proximity to Toronto that growth is expected.
I think sometimes we think that we're not part of the GTA, but if you look at a physical distance from Queen's Park, we're 1 hour and 20 minutes. There's communities, 29 communities in around the GTA that have been identified for growth, well, even beyond the GTA, have been identified growth. And we're part of that secondary area. We're required to pick up with some of that growth as well.
Waters told attendees he expects Center Wellington to grow from its current population of 30,000 to 60,000. While he didn't have an exact timeline for this growth, he said it is anticipated that the township will eventually look like Barrie did about 10 years ago. Reporting for the Grandout 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.